This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Aline Ayob joins us once again on today's podcast. We're going to be chatting some running with her to find out what she's done over time to get better and improve her run performance. Some great tips coming up, so stick around for that. Also, have a fantastic iTunes review coming your way. And don't forget, if you haven't left us one, it literally takes you 2 minutes. And if you do leave us a review, you can stand a chance to win. We're giving away an Ironman entry. If you want to find out all the details, the website to get to is thekonaedge.com/win. This is the Coach's Corner, and it's time to chat some coaching. If you need some help to get faster, or if you want to get stronger, we've got access to a network of triathlon coaches around the globe that are more than willing to help you out. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. If you own a coaching business, or if you're a coach yourself and you'd like to get a bit of airtime here on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, scroll down to the bottom. All the details are there. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Time to chat some running, and it's a great pleasure to welcome returning guest onto the podcast, Aline Ayob. Aline, welcome onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us today. The run is your favorite of the three disciplines. You really do enjoy it. What for people who hate the run, what do you have to do to get to the point where you absolutely love it?
I wish I could give advice on that. But you know, time, I guess. And there's a great quote by Greg LeMond. Of course, he's talking about the biking, but you get faster, but it doesn't get easier. So in all of the sports, you know, if we work at it, we do get faster, but it doesn't mean that we've got any magic formula. I enjoy the running because I can get to a point when I'm running where I just get into my own bubble and everything seems to be working right. And I can just hold that pace, hold that breathing routine, and miles just get eaten up. It's a lovely place to be if I can, if I can get there. I don't get there all the time, but overall it's running's been a great experience for me.
It's pretty special when you do get in that zone. It's often you think, gee, I'd love to bottle that. If I could take that with me all the time, it would be amazing.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
There's no shortcuts when it comes to running. You've got to do the work. Unfortunately, if it was easy, everyone would do it. But what are some of the things that you love doing from a training perspective on the run?
Well, for the limited amount of time that we can run outdoors, we live actually, luckily, very close to a bike path along the canal downtown Montreal. So it's very easy for us to get long runs in down there. We can see a great part of the city. And so that's for the long, steady runs. That's where we tend to do them. If I want to do a hill run, what I'll normally do is run out far enough where I know that I can come back by going up and down the hills in my neighborhood. So I'll run out maybe 20 minutes, do a hill up and down a few times, run a short distance back, do the next hill. So I can get a 15K run in with some pretty good hill repeats, probably 8 to 10% hills, and it's an hour 15, an hour 20. So it's mixed up enough that you're not fed up doing the hills. You get some flat through there, but I find that really valuable for me.
Sounds brilliant. As far as working on the run, is it the discipline at a point where you're in this sort of steady state and you're just ticking over and there aren't too many major gains to get? Or are there things that you're struggling with right now and things that you have to work on?
Well, for the first time in my life, I've had an injury, actually caused by a dog bite. So I've been struggling with that a bit. But you know, getting through the injury has made me more aware of having to massage my muscles, take advantage of seeing a physiotherapist, and it's really made me appreciate my running so much more. If you know, if I had to give up anything tomorrow, the biking and the swimming could go, but I dearly hope that I could run for the rest of my life. So I've thought to make my mind up just to keep my body in good shape.
Yeah, that is something that, particularly with the run, because it's out of the three disciplines, it's the discipline that takes the most out of you and can do the most damage. So as you get older, it is something you have to be very, very cognizant of.
Yeah. And you can't, you know, like you said before, you have to do the work. You can't just sort of stay on the flat. You've got to put yourself out there in trail running. You've got to put yourself out on the hills, on speed work. It all, you know, 80% of it is the steady, but you've got to commit to that 20% of muscle work and hill work.
Yep, absolutely. All. Arlene, thank you so much for your time once again here on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. Look forward to chatting about your nutrition, and we'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you very much to Arlene for sharing those tips. I mentioned at the start of the podcast that we've got an awesome iTunes review. When it comes from Fat Boy Hawaii in the United States. It's kind of like me. I'm a fat leet at the moment, working really hard. But, getting back into the thing, I always joke. But, yeah, do have a couple of pounds I need to shed if I want to get back into proper racing shape. This podcast, or this iTunes review, says the podcast series allows me to stay inspired even when I'm at work or driving. Perfect for the off-season. Thanks for having this, Fat Boy Hawaii. I hope you're not in your off-season now. You should be training, particularly if you are in Hawaii, considering it's summer. So keep the training up, and thank you for that iTunes review. It is much appreciated. And if you haven't left us one yet, please do. It really helps us get in front of more people and spread the words about the podcast and the sport of triathlon that we all just love so much. The more people who know about it, the more sponsors come on board, the more races there are. I'm a firm believer of a rising tide lifts all ships, and we'd love you to help us lift that ship. So thank you for listening. We're back again in the next edition of the Kona Edge. From myself, Brad Brown, cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.